com. Welcome. It is the Thursday version of the show. We don't normally do this, but somebody called in. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Hello? All right, so nobody was there. All right, I thought somebody called in, but that's okay. Tom has all kinds of wonderful things for us to go over.
Well, let's start with the birthdays. Four-time Indy 500 winner Al Unser Sr. turned 75 today. General Hospital star Tony Geary, 67 years old, has been playing Luke Spencer for like 100 years. Well, maybe
he's
not quite that long. He's 67.
Now, isn't this the guy that all the rage was where Luke and Laura got?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's the guy that's 67 years old?
Yes, indeed.
Well,
Luke,
now
the Luke and Laura fever was back in the 80s. So that was a long time ago.
Okay, so now Luke is trying to figure out how to get home? He's trying,
where are my pants?
Attempted Reagan assassin John Hinckley Jr.'s birthday today. He's 59.
Wow.
Sharing a birthday with WSAU's own Seth Mila, who turns...
older.
Older today. All right. Yes. Actress Annette Bening is 56 years old.
You know...
Well, yes.
She's attractive.
Yes.
As long as she keeps her mouth shut.
Oh, stop it.
She's one of those that's like, good actress, okay. But I don't, you know, her politics.
And let's see, one of your favorite singers, Melissa Etheridge, turns 53 today as well. There you go.
All right. let's take a look at what has happened on this day throughout history. In 1910, a race was held that pitted an airplane against a train in a race from Albany, New York to New York City. The plane and pilot Glenn Curtis won $10,000 for the first place finish. Who wouldn't think that would win? Who's
well, those
say,
planes didn't fly that fast back then.
Yeah, but they go straight. They didn't have to worry about...
Sometimes they crashed, and, you know.
Oh, okay. That's
1912, the editor of the Ladies' Home Journal, Mr. Edward Bach, fired 15 women who worked for him when he caught them dancing the turkey trot during their lunch hour.
Ladies!
Scandalous!
Yeah, you can't have this. 1951, C.F. Blair became the very first man to fly over the North Pole in a single-engine airplane. You think? What do you think was going through his head? It's like,
please don't quit. Please don't quit. Please don't quit. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first climbers to reach the summit of Mount Everest on this date in 1953, because it was there.
I think, yes. And in 1961, the decline of American society food stamps were first issued in the United States.
All right, here's your stumper today. 715-845-2155 is the number to call if you know the answer to today's stumper. That was the person calling, by the way, earlier, getting their speed dial set up
probably
to try to win the stumper.
Probably.
Here's your question today. It was on this date in 1975 that fans rioted this group appeared at London's Wembley Stadium. What musical group was it?
Well, you know what was funny is when I read that, I thought, oh, they're rioting to make them leave.
We don't want them here.
1975 on this date, there was a riot at London's Wembley Stadium when this musical group appeared. Who do you think it was?
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
The Beatles.
Was not the Beatles.
No.
1975, not 65.
That would...
1975.
They weren't.
Together. No.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
The Sex Pistols.
It was not the Sex Pistols.
That would make more sense
is. Yeah, but they wouldn't have been able to play Wembley. They wouldn't have sold enough tickets.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Eagles.
Not the Eagles.
No, not the Eagles.
There's a guess I thought we would get that we haven't had yet.
An Eagles concert would be more of a mellow thing. Right. We're not going to riot when you know.
I don't think that you would expect this group
with
to
the warm smell of calitas rising up in the air.
Fajitas.
Oh.
It's got a peaceful, easy feeling.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Slim Whitman.
Oh, no, it wasn't Slim Whitman. Although he was huge in England, he probably could have filled Wembley Stadium.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Queen.
It wasn't Queen.
No, that's a good guess, but no. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Boston.
It wasn't Boston.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Bay City Rollers?
That's who I thought people would guess, but that's not it.
Thanks
Bay City Rollers, yeah, they were huge back in 75.
Thanks for your call. What's your guess?
The Stones?
Wasn't the Stones.
No. Can I give a hint?
No. No hints.
Oh, come on.
All right, we'll give you a hint. It's an American group.
Well, that's not the hint I was going to give.
No, it's an American group.
Giant Teeth.
Oh, stop it. Now you gave it away. You gave it away.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
The Wiggles.
The what?
The Wiggles.
No.
The Wiggles?
The Wiggles.
They weren't around back then.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Slim Whitman.
Stop it.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Lawrence Welk Review.
It was not the Lawrence Welk Review. Now they're just getting foolish here.
All right, so
the Lawrence
Welk Review. We're going to have to call it. We're going to have to call it because we're out of time. All right, one last guess. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Aerosmith.
Nope, that's not it. give them the big information, Johnny.
Donnie and Marie and his brothers. It was the Osmonds.
Why would you
caused
riot?
A riot? Well, you know, I suppose the teenage girls were all excited about Donnie being there. Donnie was huge back then. And the rest of them were along for the ride.
That's why I said I could understand the riot of go home. Take your giant horse teeth and go out.
I walked past a hotel in downtown London when I was there for my semester abroad. The Bay City Rollers were staying in the hotel, and there were thousands of screaming girls out in the street. Can you imagine what life would be like if you were like Bieber or one of these people where the girls were chasing you everywhere?
Yeah, remembering my college days.
Yeah, you and Justin Lowe probably.
Let's go to Justin Lowe and talk to him about our weather. Good morning, Justin. How are you? How you is?
Well, I always riot when the Osmonds come to town.
Well, I thought maybe don't you have screaming groupies outside the studios at Newsline 9? You know, wanting
Justin. They usually speak very nicely and say hi. They don't scream or riot, so that's good.
Well, not until you start moonwalking while you're doing your weather forecast.
Yeah, or mooning, then I might get some screaming going on too.